It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. All my workers, my people driving, my people delivering, my people cooking, my people cleaning, my people making the money, taking the money. Thank you for hanging out. We'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. Happy Tuesday. 2 days away from Thanksgiving. Hopefully you got the turkey ready. Hopefully you're ready for those pain in the ass in-laws and everybody going to sit in your house. If you're going to somebody's house, hopefully you are not that pain in the ass. Either way, that's Thursday. Today, let's have some fun. We got a lot to get into. How about this? 2 hours from now, we're going to have the latest edition, the latest reveal of the college football playoff rankings. We got that 2 hours from now. How about that? In that hour, Ben Hartsock is going to join us. This guy knows a thing or two about college football. He knows a thing or two about the NFL. He knows a thing or two about college football. He's going to fill us in on that when the playoff is revealed. We're going to talk about that Harbaugh Bowl from last night. Derrick Henry saw what Saquon Barkley did, and he said, anything you can do, I can do better. Almost. We found out that Urban Meyer is more of a goofball than we already knew. We talked about this guy last night. This is why you need to just sometimes mind your business, okay? Baker Mayfield is suing his dad? Okay, all right. Well, we'll talk about that later in the show. Of course, at the end, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got an update on Daniel Jones for anybody who was looking or asking where the hell he was going to go next. We got a college football legend who got the boot today, Mack Brown fired from North Carolina. And then, of course, how about this? Highly anticipated weekly Aaron Rodgers chat. The world is better for it. Possibly, maybe, maybe not at all, but it's very interesting, especially coming from that guy. Anyway. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got Sirius XM, it's channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Ryan Hickey, this Tuesday, November 26th, the year 2024. How are you?
Doing well, Jerry. It doesn't feel like a Tuesday, that's for sure. Like, these short weeks are always kind of nice.
What the heck does it... What does it feel like?
It does have like a Thursday, Friday feel. Like, it definitely feels a lot later in the week than just Tuesday. And with Thanksgiving on Thursday, it is pretty nice right. That it's like, oh, it's Tuesday. But, oh, yeah, well, week's basically almost over.
Yeah, well, holidays, nice. People are traveling. I'm sure we got people on the road today, people on the road tomorrow. And people will be on the road Thursday to grandma's house or whoever the house they going to. And so, yeah, this is the interesting time of year. Because they're going to start feeling like every day of the week is a short one, and it's specifically this one. So let's have some fun while we are here. You want to be a part of the show? Simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can follow me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. What a day. You know, Hickey, one of the things that I actually heard earlier today in listening to Aaron Rodgers and his I almost called it a press conference. It might as well be one. As he sat down and collected his $1 million from Pat McAfee today, Aaron Rodgers talked about Thanksgiving. In a shock to not me, I think anybody, Aaron Rodgers does not eat pork. So no ham for Aaron Rodgers on Thanksgiving. What he eats outside of that, I have no idea. But that was the least important thing that I learned today from Aaron Rodgers. For the New York Jets, and as big of a disaster that they have been, continue to be, firing their general manager Joe Douglas over the bye week. Weeks ago, firing Rob Saleh. We also learned that Rob Saleh still communicates with Aaron Rodgers, so I guess they're bosom buddies. Aaron Rodgers had some questions to answer, because there have been reports via Diana Rossini and others that the New York Jets are planning to sit him. Damn it, Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, tried to sit Aaron Rodgers, this four-time NFL MVP, this Super Bowl champ. He was trying to sit him months ago. And now that everybody is getting the boot from the Jets, we heard that they may give him the boot. They may cut him. They may release him. We don't know. Aaron Rodgers, reportedly, he wants to play next year, but he doesn't even want to play for the Jets anymore. These are all rumors. And so today, we seemingly got these answers. Hey, if you didn't know, Aaron Rodgers is great buddies with Rob Saleh. He's also great buddies with Joe Douglas. And this is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about Joe Douglas, the GM, getting fired from the New York Jets. This is all of course, on Pat McAfee's show.
There was a helicopter that landed practice on that Tuesday. And I don't know, I just felt like something crazy was about to go down. Maybe isn't crazy outside the building, but when the helicopter landed mid-practice, I just knew something might be going down here. And I was like, damn, I hope it's not Joe.
You ever ride on that chopper with Woody?
Yeah, you guys ever take trips together saying who we firing next?
Chris?
Yeah.
I have not.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit of humor. Yeah, right. Yeah, Joe Douglas got the boot. I don't know how many of us have gotten fired by our boss via helicopter, but that must be interesting. Hickey, I don't know. You're such an upstanding individual. You've never gotten a boot from anywhere, have you?
I have thankfully not gotten fired yet.
Oh, don't say that. Why you say yet?
It feels inevitable, no?
Oh, no, don't say that. You're a good guy, good worker. You do your job. You do all your jobs good, man. Don't say that.
Well, thank you, Jer, but it does feel like eventually the axe is coming at some point somewhere.
Damn. You think it'll come via helicopter?
You know what? I hope so. Because that means I'm working somewhere where maybe I'm actually doing something important enough to where someone comes from a helicopter to say, Ryan, you're fired. If it comes in an email, I mean, might as well just...
Damn. Is that how people get... No, you got to fire somebody in their face, right?
Well, you would think that's the classy way to do it, but
You come
not
to
everyone's
the
classy.
Right, come to the office. Well, they didn't... You know, Woody Johnson said, come to my office after the helicopter landed, and then he fired him.
Woody could have said... I'm honestly shocked Woody didn't send an email.
Oh, damn. Does he use email? Does he have his people do it?
True, which is even worse. Fire Joe. I had enough. Word it nicely, just fire him.
What does a Johnson & Johnson hair do when it's time to send a message? Tell somebody else to do it.
Exactly. Why do it yourself or you have someone else fire someone?
Yeah, well, I'm going to learn how to use this iPhone. Somebody else could do it. You know what? He knows how to use an iPhone. Probably for, this is a joke, by the way. Illegal things. You like how I prefaced that, right, Hickey?
I do like that.
I don't need emails coming from his lawyers going, hey, what are you saying about Woody Johnson and the Johnson & Johnson company? Nothing.
All alleged.
Nothing. All alleged. Like Gruden did, right? All alleged.
Right.
Weren't alleged. His were...
He had a paper trail.
Yeah, his were all...
He knew the internet almost too well.
Yeah, his were all out there. So, yeah. Anyway, Joe Douglas got the boot. Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with that, and I believe it. Why would he? I mean, he signed up to be with Saleh and Joe Douglas, and now they're both gone. And so now the question begs, hey, Aaron, it's been reported that you don't want to be a part of the New York Jets. So what the hell happens next season? Tell us, Aaron, tell us.
I haven't told anybody in my life that I want to play in 2025 and not on the Jets. I actually said the opposite. You know, I said that. I'm going to wait and see what happens at the end of the season and if they want me back and what happens with Brick and what happens with the offensive staff and obviously the GM at the time. And, you know, then they just fired Joe. There's a lot of things out of my control when it comes to that. But I've really enjoyed my time in New York. I mean, obviously we haven't had success that we've all wanted to have. But, you know, I've made some great friendships on the team. I've enjoyed living in Jersey. I've enjoyed time in the city. I've enjoyed getting to know the fans. And I came here to win here. So I'm not jumping off ship, I definitely want to play and not in New York. Like, I don't even know if I want to play yet, but New York would be my first option.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I don't think New York's option first, their first option in his is him. They don't want him anymore. Why the hell would somebody come in and want a soon-to-be 41-year-old QB? Happy almost birthday to Aaron Rodgers. He turns 41 next week, December 2nd. This man has been beat from pillar to post. They talk about his legs are cooked. Damn it, his leg was cooked last year when that Achilles got blown out four plays into last year. And now we hear about his legs and his hips, and we see his mobility isn't there. This man used to scramble around like he was Patrick Mahomes. Maybe not exactly like Patrick, but Aaron Rodgers could move around with that rock and get it to where he wants it to go. He can't do that anymore. The days are over. When your athleticism goes, man, it's just your brain. It's what happens when you get older. That's what happens when you get hurt. And so there have been rumors that Aaron Rodgers is, he's like, yeah, you know what? I'm not even going to get MRIs. I'm not going to get scanned. I don't want to know how bad the damage is in my body. And so in that regards, I guess we're dealing with conflicting reports. Because on one hand, it's just like, well, Aaron Rodgers, he might just shut it down. They might shut him down for the season. They might cut him. And on another hand, it's that Aaron Rodgers wants to play through the injuries, and or he might shut it down now that there's no hope left in the season. He's just been ignoring the bugaboos and the aches and pains all year long. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, very into medical science and health. This is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about refusing scans. What?
Well, I feel great right now. I mean, I had the week off. I felt really good last week, our last game we played against the Colts. Felt, as good as I felt in a long time. I will not willingly go on IR without an injury. When it comes to scans, first of all, I played 20 years. I know my body better than anybody. Second of all, I got a great relationship with Zuff over there and the doctors on staff. And we had a lot of great conversations where they, diagnosed what I was dealing with. And, I told them how I was feeling. There was no mandate ever. You got to get this scan. And then I was like, I ain't getting a scan. Listen, how do you feel? I told them, I know my body well. What do you, see in your diagnosis? Okay. What are the risks of playing? And that was that. There wasn't, any weirdness around us. Normal conversations.
Man, he getting a boot. Okay. Who are we fooling? Aaron Rodgers could sit around on the next, I don't know. Hickey, how many more we got from him? 5-6 more editions of this?
At least. I mean, you think he's going to stop when the season's over?
Yes, of course, right? He's gonna stop, right? Yeah.
I mean, I could see him at least for the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
His future's going to be a big question. Is he going to drag it out for at least a month?
Isn't it? I mean, I like how he said, yeah, I'm not jumping ship. Like, he's laying a stake, putting a stake into the ground that I'm not leaving. They told me to leave. Don't be mad at me. Got nothing to do with me. Now, I will give him credit. Today, as a part of that entire conversation with Pat McAfee, Aaron Rodgers did say, he did admit that he is one of the reasons that Joe Douglas no longer has a job. Aaron Rodgers did say, if he would have performed better, then Joe Douglas would likely still be around. And Aaron Rodgers said this before the season even started, and we all knew it. If the Jets didn't perform at a high level, that everybody was likely to get the boot. Well, let's go ahead and count one more time. Rob Saleh has been relieved of his duties. Joe Douglas, the general manager, he has been relieved of his duties. And the last dude sticking around for now, and the guys that, oversaw him coming in, they're gone. Aaron Rodgers is the last guy standing. And so whether it happens next week, whether they pull the plug once the season ends, whether it takes them, I don't know, until February or March, hopefully they have a new GM in by them and a new coach identified. Who wants Aaron Rodgers? Not the Jets. Who wants to bring in this guy? And who looks at the Jets roster and says, oh, yeah. They gave me a 4-year deal. I got a 5-year deal. I got a 6-year deal. I want to start my tenure off with an aging roster led by an aging quarterback with not aging roster, but an old ass QB who doesn't have it and a bunch of people who have underachieved. If I'm coming in, I want something fresh. When you move into a new house, when you move into a new home, maybe a little bit different, because let's say being a GM, being a coach, it's like renting. You don't own squat. They're bringing you in. Do you want the last tenant's couch? No, you don't. When you move in, do you want the last tenant's bed? No, you don't. When you move in, you want to bring your own things. And the only way you want what was left over if you do? It's because you're desperate and you're just like, I ain't got no couch, leave it. But even in that case, if you move into someplace new and you can't afford a couch, you can't get a bed, you can get some milk crates. They're free. The back of the grocery store, okay? You need a bed. I don't know. Hickey, what's a makeshift bed? A cardboard box?
That's a bed for some.
Yeah, you get a box. You put it upstairs. Well, damn it, I guess if you can afford rent, you can put a few more things in there. But you get my point. You move in, you want a fresh start. You don't want to move in with something old. I know they say one man's trash is another man's treasure. But Aaron Rodgers, him? That guy's just, he's just busted. If you see him out on the curb, I don't know, with a sign, you take your guesses at what his sign says. Leave him there. Leave him there. Because his days of being treasure are over. Ask Joe Douglas. Ask Rob Saleh. And go get a scan on his body. Ask his body. Aaron Rodgers is cooked. And it's only a matter of time before he gets the boot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Things are real simple here. We got the college football playoff rankings. They will be revealed in about 1 hour and 45 minutes. We're going to have a guest join us to talk about it. Ben Hartsock is going to be with us. We're going to get into the Harbaugh Bowl from last night. We're going to talk about Baker Mayfield. What a terrible time to be suing your dad right before Thanksgiving, but that's what's going on. We got a terrible coach in Urban Meyer. Now we know why when he goes places, why he leaves abruptly. What a champion he is. Knows how to win and then lose in historic fashion, or at least leave. And speaking of leaving, we have another big-time coach today in North Carolina. He was relieved of his duties. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. Happy Tuesday. We're just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, nothing like being thunderstruck, right? It depends on how you're being struck by thunder. Well, you don't get hit by lightning. Yeah, there you go. You hear thunder. But Hickey, you can feel thunder. You can feel it, but you can feel it. The rumble.
Oh, you can feel. You get some good storms, you can absolutely feel the thunder.
Let me tell you something. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that not when you really think about that? How crazy. This, Hickey, it's in the sky. It's in the atmosphere. It's coming out of a cloud and you feel it on the ground. Think about that.
Powerful stuff.
Right? It's
very
amazing.
Powerful.
Yeah. Wow. I'm getting trippy here, Hickey. I'm glad I don't do none of that Aaron Rodgers stuff. Could you imagine?
Oh, I mean, that's a conversation without a doubt that right? He is having for sure.
It's like, man, did you listen? You ever? Hey, hit that first. Hit that first. Come on. Have you ever felt the thunder?
Have you ever thought about what that feels like, man? How crazy that is?
Right. Yeah. Knowing Aaron Rodgers, he'd go a step further. He'd be like, man, you ever felt the lightning? What? Like, no, man, I'm still here. I know there are people who have lived through such things, but no, I'm still here, Aaron. Still here. But nothing like getting thunderstruck, getting a boom, feeling something very powerful. Imagine getting fired at 73 years old. Who the hell wants that? At that point in time, they don't necessarily fire you. They say, take some money and leave. Hey, just go. Because who wants to fire somebody who's been around a long time? Who wants to fire somebody, let's say, like Mac Brown? Yeah, the head coach of North Carolina, of the Tar Heels. He just got fired today. It was only a few days ago that this man, who is pretty much outside of, you know, being at North Carolina forever, a gap in between to Texas, where he won that national championship with Vince Young, beating USC. Hickey, did I tell you Vince Young one day? I don't know if this is incriminating. Did I tell you my Vince Young story?
No.
Privately or, or on the air?
I don't believe so. Nothing comes to mind.
I was in Austin, Texas one day. Don't ask me for what. I don't remember. Oh, wait. I do remember. I was driving Aston Martins at an F1 racetrack out there, okay? And so I went out at night with the people who paid for it because I didn't pay to do that. And you want to know who I ran into at an establishment, adult establishment?
I'm going to take a guess. Vince Young.
You want to know what Vince Young knew?
What did he know?
He knew all the other establishments to go into after that one.
Was there like a little bit of a hopping going on?
Yeah, he knew. Yeah, he just, I didn't say all of that now, okay?
I know. Okay.
I'm just saying.
He knew where a good time was.
Hey, Austin, King of Austin, right? He knows, right?
As he should be.
He knew every place to go. And I went. And I went, and I had so much fun, I had to stay 2 more days, Hickey. 2 days.
Wow. 2 days.
I had to cancel my flight, okay? Let's just put it that way.
So you're saying we should reach out to Vince Young and try to see if we can hang out this weekend?
I don't know. What is he up to? I don't know what he does.
I don't know either, but...
Everybody got a podcast except for him? Well, what are we doing?
Well, I guess that's a good... I guess we know why.
Yeah, maybe his podcast...
Too many skeletons to reveal.
His podcast would be sponsored by one of those award shows, okay?
Mm.
Yeah. Hmm. One of those award shows.
One of those, huh? Yeah. Hey, look.
Yeah. The one someone's that takes place in Vegas.
Someone's got to keep him employed.
Hey, well, I guess. I don't know what he's doing, but good on him. Anyway, congratulations to Mack Brown. Story career. This man. 288 victories. He won that national championship in Texas. Unfortunately, this year he was 6-5. North Carolina, the offense is pretty much going backwards every single year. He did win the ACC championship back in 2022. And he helped develop one of the more recent, I don't want to call him stars because he's not that yet, but he's looking good. Drake May is still able to stand upright for the New England Patriots. He has not been pile driven into the ground. He is doing a better job than Jacoby Brissett. He still exists, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so Drake May, he actually spoke to the media today, and he talked about Mack Brown getting fired.
He meant the world to me. You know, he's really, probably the main reason I went to North Carolina. Hall of Fame coach. He's done it, and he's such a player's coach. So I saw the news and hated for him, and love coach and appreciate him what he did for me. But I know, he left it all out there, and he's got no regrets.
Yeah, he left it all out there. He still got something coming. This is how you get unfortunately, you have somebody older at work. They say, hey, man, take this buyout. That's it. They want to get somebody new in. They want somebody who knows how to, open or print a PDF. They want somebody who knows that they don't need to use the fax machine. Hickey, go ahead. Try one. Go ahead.
Wow, you're just really going all the cliches. Jeez, no mercy. What's next you're going to say?
PDF. Printer PDF. How do I print this PDF? How do I do it? How do I open it? How do I unlock a zip folder? And how do I unzip a zip folder? Yeah, I don't know.
How do I start a Zoom meeting? Is my camera on? Can you hear me? Is that where you want to go next, huh?
Oh, you got a whole list.
No, that's not me saying it. That's just, other stereotypes, okay. Other people could say.
Other people.
Other people that I've heard.
Now, I did, I'm in Georgia, but I did get the invite to the Christmas party, okay? Are you going to bring up this list of grievances at the party? Right?
Might have to.
Yeah. What's with the party happening in the office, by the way?
Well, that's that happened last year, too, by the way.
And no thanks.
Yeah, I agree. I don't mind working that day. I don't mind working the night shift that day, let me tell you. Party in the break room? Ooh, wow, count me in. I'll be there.
I'll stay here in Georgia where we actually are going to a beautifully lit cocktail bar and restaurant. Yep, beautiful.
Let me ask you this. Is that holiday party, is that all-inclusive? Or is that like, we'll have it at this nice place, but you got to pay for everything?
Oh, no, I don't got to do nothing but show up.
Wow. We had a Halloween party here last month.
You had to pay for the Halloween party?
I didn't go, but they had an establishment. They wrote in big, bold letters, make sure everyone's aware, not an open bar. Nice. Just so I want to costume party for work
tip?
Where I got to pay for my own drinks.
Tip? You just tip, right?
No. You're going there. You're paying like a regular customer. We're all going to gather here for and make it a work thing, but it's like essentially you're just going out with your friends. Nothing's covered.
Appetizers?
You're paying for everything.
Appetizers? Food?
On you. I mean, I didn't go, so I can't exactly say, but from the email that I received.
Damn. Well, I didn't get
real
that
enticing.
One. They invited me to the holiday party. They said, screw JR for Halloween. That's fine. It's fine. Perfectly fine.
Well, I'd much rather go to your holiday party than mine, so.
Yeah, this one will be fun. Yeah, make the trip. You know, next time Mac Brown, he could pay for you. This man is 73 years old. He has 3 years left on his contract, $5 million a year. I don't think he's worried about open bar. Okay, he's going to have all the time. Hickey, you think he's going back into television?
I hope so. He's really good. Like, he's very affable. He's, you know, still holds a conversation. He's really interesting. Great storyteller. I hope so. I think he'd be great on TV.
Yeah. Well, he was. He was on ESPN, right?
He was right,
ESPN
for a while.
Yeah. Had that break. Well, he's going to have plenty of time to lend his words. It's real unfortunate. Just over the weekend and last week, he knew the writing was on the wall. He's been telling everybody, he's like, listen, I'm not thinking about my job. I'm not thinking about my job security. Just last week on SiriusXM, he's like, yeah, I plan on coaching next year. Not for North Carolina, he won't.
I'll get mad at transfer portal. I'll get mad at the NIL. I'll get mad about this. I'll be mad at the university. And then I'll go down and eat lunch with the players and say, you know what? This is why I'm here. That there will be a day I'll wake up and say, you know what? Somebody else needs to be doing this. I'm not excited about going recruiting. And I haven't gotten to that yet.
Well, he doesn't have to make that decision because they made that decision for him. Mac Brown fired by Bubba Cunningham. Yeah, and Bubba's not his real first name. I know there's a few real life first name Bubbas out there, probably quite a few. This guy's first name is more so like Larry or Lawrence, but his name is Bubba. Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director for North Carolina. He basically said he led the program back into the national conversation. We improved. We thank Coach Brown for his dedication to Carolina and wish him, Sally, and their family all the best. Take this $5 million and leave per year. Well, that last part was for me. It stinks. At least he's going to coach the final game of the season and go out there and take on that Wolfpack. I love the Wolfpack, by the way. Anything in red and black, I'm cool with it. It's not a team in red and black I do not like. He's going to coach that. Now, is he going to coach them in a bowl game? I don't know about that one. I don't know. He's going to be sitting on the porch, right?
I don't say better be, but he should be. He should be.
Yeah, sit on that porch. Count your money. Enjoy. I hope. I think he probably has some grandkids. You know, enjoy your wife, Sally. This sounds like a wonderful name for a wife. Sally. Mac and Sally. They sound like your next door neighbors that. I know she makes some good cookies. I know she does.
Chocolate chip, you think? Oatmeal raisin?
All of them. She brings out the tray. She has a selection there.
Well, hopefully Mac enjoys him. I mean, look, he's been coaching for forever.
Yeah, be careful on that blood sugar, though, okay?
That's true. All in moderation.
It doesn't get any easier when you're 73. Now he's going to be moving around a whole lot less. Shout-outs to Mac Brown. If this is the end of the line when it comes down to coaching, I wish him nothing but the best. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We know Mac Brown is not going to the college football playoff. He may not be going to Notre Dame bowl game. Speaking of the playoff, we're going to get into that in about 90 minutes as we have the latest reveal. And speaking of coaching, there's another coach. One that we have presumed for almost an entire year is going to get let go. And apparently, that may not be the case. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the Harbaugh Bowl from last night. And then we're going to talk about Derrick Henry. And then we have so much more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mac Brown, no longer the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. I'm going to tell you about a coach who in January might have a job, might not have a job. I don't know. I guess it depends on how much prune juice his boss has had in the morning. I have no idea. I have none. Get to that in a second. 855-212-4227. Todd is here from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Todd, what's up?
JR, let's get down to business. So let me first ask you about this 12-team playoff and before I hit my Buccaneers, but I want to get your point before I hit my Buccaneers about the teams that are in the championship game. Now you're going to play your guts out. Let's hear my Miami Hurricanes. God willing, they beat Syracuse. Okay, then they play SMU. Now I believe both teams, even though the winner gets a bye maybe, or the winner is assured victory, so there's something to play for. But the other team, so you're going to tell me the SMU, if they lose, Clemson passes them, or Georgia loses to Texas, and then somebody else passes them when these guys have earned the right? I don't. What do you think about that?
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Hickey, is it possible for you to pass me a cigarette through the microphone? Not possible, right? No?
Not yet, unfortunately. Maybe sometime soon, though, in the near future.
I felt like I was listening to Nick Sirianni. I don't know what the hell that guy just said. All I heard were team names, and I didn't hear a breath taken. I don't know. Let's try again. Todd, go ahead. Just ask me the question. What is it? What's the question,
bro? Yeah, here's my question before I talk about my Buccaneers. The teams that are in the 12-team playoff, for instance,
Okay. Let's
say Miami beats Syracuse. Miami plays SMU. Don't you think, even though the winner is assured a berth in the 12-team playoff.
With the ACC, yes.
Right, or Georgia playing Texas. Now, you're going to tell me, let's say Texas beats Georgia by 1 point, and now someone jumps Georgia and they didn't make the playoff? What do you think about that before I hit my Buccaneers?
Who? Somebody out of the ACC? Jumping somebody in the SEC? Is that the
question? No, or in the championship game. In the SEC championship game, it's going to be Texas-Georgia.
Likely, yes.
Okay, let's say Texas beats Georgia. So Texas A&M should
Georgia? No.
Exactly.
I don't think so. No,
I don't think so either.
Well, you said a whole lot to ask me that, but go ahead about the Buccaneers, a team that nobody cares about. Go ahead.
Hey, watch it, sucker. Watch it now. We got the Falcons in our sights. Two games we should have won, but
nobody cares.
It is what it is. It is what it is, but we're still alive and for the division. We're still alive for the division. And
nobody
JR,
cares.
We got 25 seconds left against Kansas City on the road, and we go for the extra point instead of going for two. Come on, that's coaching. Okay, John Harbaugh put on a coaching clinic last night
I had to put a – Hickey, was that – Is he still talking? Hickey's still going, right? Probably, right?
Todd, he's talking to himself. No doubt about it.
All right, Todd, slow down for a second. We're gonna talk about Todd Bowles, or two Todds. We're going to talk about the other Todd in a bit. We know Todd Bowles is eventually going to get fired. Hey, Todd, I hate to break it to you, okay?
Go ahead.
By the time the Buccaneers are championship contenders again, Baker Mayfield is not going to be there, neither is Todd Bowles, okay?
JR, I'll bet you Olive Garden that my Buccaneers win the division in the South, and
we'll
go from there.
That's not what I said. Okay, what a weak bet! You just betting diarrhea. Why, Hickey? Why does God bet me diarrhea on the airwaves?
Jeez. Just crushing right now. The good folks that I mean, I've never been to Olive Garden, so I can't deny your claim.
Look. All that endless salad that they give you is nothing but lettuce, okay? They might as well be serving you a bowl of water. Oh, man, cut it out.
To fill you up. Makes sense.
Right. I think that's what they give you. Endless salad.
And breadsticks.
Let's give them bread and water and hope they don't eat our good pasta. What type of restaurant plan is that? Hickey, you fooled the whole plot.
Sorry. You'll see Olive Garden next month file for bankruptcy.
I think they have already.
Yes. Oh, geez.
I think they did it already. Them and the good folks at Red Lobster.
Oh, that's right. RIP.
Yeah. What happens when you give away unlimited? What were they giving away? Bread? Or endless shrimp? Is that what they did?
I think it is. I think Red Lobster is endless shrimp.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it Outback Steakhouse.
I'm going to open up a dry cleaner and a tailor service, Hickey, and I'm going to tell everybody I will wash your clothes for free. endless washing. You gotta pay to get your pants fixed and your hems done. But I'm gonna wash the neighborhood's clothes for free. What a genius plan that is.
I thought you were going to say you're going to, you know, wash for free, but drying's going to cost you. And the dryer now is 10 bucks for 1 minute.
Hey, endless. I know how about that, right? Endless shrimp. Let's lure them in with the shrimp and hope they buy. I don't know. What's expensive? Do they sell steak? They sell steak, right, at the...
I believe so.
Red Lobster, right?
Or yes, lobster. Hope they buy the lobster.
Let's lure them in with the shrimp. Let's hope they buy the surf and turf. Do they even serve that at Red Lobster? I don't know. A surf and... Do they have one? They have to, right?
I would assume they have to.
Is it a good surf and turf?
Well, has anyone invited you to Red Lobster recently?
I haven't been to Red Lobster in, I don't know, man. Wow. It's been a minute.
The last decade?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, boy. College, maybe, the last time you've been there?
Man, let me put it this way. The last time I went there, I think my grandpa took me. He is no longer here, okay?
Oh,
it's been a minute. Man, used to go to that place, special occasions. Used to look at the lobster in that tank. I was going to call it a boat.
They don't give them that much room? They're on top of each other?
Yeah, they were on top of each other with the claws all shut.
Oh, they had them rubber banded up?
Yeah, rubber banded up. Sitting there looking at them, the lobsters understand they are in their last days, their last moments, their last seconds, and just ready to get snatched up. Those were the days, I guess. And then Beyonce sang, you know what I'm talking about, Hickey, right? She had one of them songs, she said, "Take Me to Red Lobster," something like that.
No, really?
Yeah, something like, yeah, Beyonce, one of her songs, all Beyonce songs are popular, I think.
They went under with Beyonce giving them a free plug?
I think Beyonce helped boost them. I might be giving her a lot of credit. Yeah, take that girl a Red Lobster. The biscuits are nice, though. The biscuits are nice. And cheddar biscuits.
Maybe one day I'll find out.
Yeah, 2016. Red Lobster responds to Beyonce shout-out in formation. Yeah, okay. Sales increased 33% on Sunday after Beyonce mentioned the chain in her single Formation.
They couldn't run with that, huh?
I'm saying, if only Beyonce listened to this show. Okay. Get a Beyonce mention, and I don't know what she would say, but probably something about you before me, Hickey.
You're the star of the show.
Beyonce would probably love you. I don't know why, but she would.
No, I think she'd be a fan of yours. Maybe okay. You've talked her up before.
Have I?
You definitely have. If anyone at Beehive is listening, you definitely have.
I said I like Rihanna better.
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember you saying that at all.
Look at you sticking up for me. Thank
trying
you.
To save you. I think it was just last week that conversation was.
Yeah,
too.
I think I did.
not that long ago.
Now we got everybody confused. Might as well be a modern day Jerry Jones. This man had the nerve to sit on the radio today in Dallas, and he told everybody that he may not fire Mike McCarthy. This is comedy. At this point in time, let's listen to Jerry Jones. He was on 105.3 The Fan. Thank God he wasn't threatening to fire any of the radio hosts there. But Jerry Jones, he was asked if Mike McCarthy would stick around for next year. Listen to this guy.
Well, I don't think that's crazy at all. That's not crazy. And listen, Mike McCarthy is an outstanding coach. Listening to the game last night, watching it, and Aikman was talking about it, and he's reiterated that several times publicly, this Super Bowl-winning coach. And Mike McCarthy has been there, done that. He's got great ideas. So bottom line is that in no place in my body language or anything else have you seen indications about what we're going to be doing relative to this staff at the end of this year. And we shouldn't.
Listen, I get it. Everybody makes mistakes. I talk for 4 hours. I make mistakes. He doesn't even know the name of his coach. Mike McCarthy? Who's that guy? And why is Jerry Jones confusing everybody? I don't know if Mike McCarthy drinks. Man, we need to check that man's liver. The man been sitting around here with Jerry Jones in 2020. This man, his liver must be shot after all these wild things that Jerry Jones says. And I still think he's going to fire him. Or maybe in Jerry Jones' mind, he goes, oh, he had a crap team this year. Oh, Dak got, you know, Dak got hurt, so now we got to bring him back. The Cowboys are just on a treadmill. You know what? They're not even a treadmill can get you somewhere. It can get you to losing calories. You may not be going physically anywhere, but at least you're getting a workout. Dallas Cowboys are just, they're standing still, eating glue in the back of the classroom. Maybe that's what Jerry Jones was doing before he found oil. I don't know. Eating glue in the back of the classroom. I don't know. I heard it. I don't know if it's true, allegedly. It's the JR Sportbreeze Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk about that Harbaugh Bowl from last night. We're going to get into Derrick Henry. Looking forward to the college football playoff rankings. We got more to do on the JR Sportbreeze Show. Don't move.